So one of the biggest artists in the world right now could be going to jail. Do you want me to give you a hint as to who it is?
Yes.
She threw a shoe at Nicki Minaj, maybe. Or maybe Nicki Minaj threw a shoe at her. I'm going to get to that coming up in just a second. Plus, did Shawn Mendes cause a breakup? First, Kim Kardashian is releasing a shapewear line. It's called Kimono Solution Wear. Now, Kim said she would always have issues. She'd have to cut her shapewear to like fit properly and hide properly under her clothes. Plus, she always had trouble finding a color to blend with her skin tone, so she wanted a solution to all of this. You guys look confused. You're wondering what shapewear is.
Yes, please.
Okay. Think Spanx.
Okay.
Spanx. Okay. You know, something that you put on underneath your clothes that like smooths everything
form
out.
Fitting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Kim's already being criticized for the name of the new shapewear. It's called Kimono Shapewear, like I mentioned, but people are saying it's insensitive because kimono is the name of a traditional Japanese robe and it has strong significance in Japanese culture and obviously has nothing to do with a real kimono. So they said she's being insensitive.
I mean, I don't know if she's being purposely insensitive. I get if you're from the Japanese culture, I get how you might take offensive, but certainly I don't think Kim Kardashian is purposely doing that, right?
I'm annoyed that she just keeps like making money off people's insecurities. It's getting old to me. And I know she's not the only one, but she just also released this new line of makeup for your body. So the ads are literally people with like perfectly flawless tanned skin covering over their entire bodies with foundation. And I'm like, we're already insecure enough. Can we stop like inflicting these on people, you know? Kim Kardashian, her shape is amazing. So now people who have that shape, which isn't even humane, like are going to think they also need to put on shapewear to like make it look even more flawless. You look like an alien on Instagram.
Do women still want to look like her? Is she still like an idolized?
Whether we know it or not, for sure we're being influenced by these. By you know, if somebody sees Kim Kardashian, they're like, if she needs Spanx, I guess I need Spanx now. Or sorry, kimono solution wear.
TM.
All right, moving on. Just days after Camila Cabello dropped a super sexy music video with Shawn Mendes, you know which one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it is steamy, this video. Mm-hmm. Actually, I hope I didn't create this because I was mentioning, I'm like, they must have made out at one time. Like, they just have this chemistry.
Just try it on for size.
That is unlike any I've seen. Well, Camila Cabello and her boyfriend, Matthew Hussey, have broken up.
Oh,
they were together for more than a year.
Ooh.
Coincidence?
Oh, here we go again.
I think not. I don't know if it's a coincidence. I think these things have got to be tough when you're in a relationship with somebody and the whole world sees them romantically involved with somebody else who they're not in a relationship with. That's got to be tough on your ego.
And this is the second time they've done a song together, and they've both said that they're really, really close to each
other.
Friends,
yeah.
I'd love to see it happen.
I think they're adorable, too. I mean, I feel bad for Matthew, her now ex, but Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
They'll be okay.
They don't have to have kids yet, but they will make beautiful ones one day. All right, Cardi B was in court yesterday. She allegedly ordered an attack on two strip club bartenders. You remember this happened last summer?
Right.
So they said that Cardi had people enter the strip club and attack them with chairs and bottles because Cardi thought that they were having an affair with her husband, Offset.
Jeez. Oh,
so Cardi has a bunch of charges against her for the incident. And yesterday she pled not guilty while she was in court. And do you know what she said to the judge?
Something inappropriate?
Yeah, probably something very profound.
So he asked her to enter her plea. She leans into the microphone and says, "Not guilty, Sir Honor." Sir Honor is what she said. I was like, I don't know how he took that. He might have felt like she was mocking him a bit. Anyway, she rejected a plea deal, so now she's facing prison time, but her lawyer says that they're confident that she's going to get off.
She's not going to jail.
You don't think she's going to jail?
No chance she's going to jail.
We'll see what happens later on this
slap
summer.
On the wrist? A little.
Yeah, at best.
You can't order people to go beat people up.
I can't do that.
Boy. She's out of control.
Yeah, you get away with a lot in the United States. She's fine. She ain't going to jail.